Now, Gloria knows this, and a lot of our listeners know this. I'm a big grain elevator nerd, and I travel around Saskatchewan. I take pictures of grain elevators. The older, the better.
Yeah.
And not once have I ever thought about anybody doing a concert in one. And I thought, and that's what you're doing.
I am. I started this last summer. I launched my last record. It's a pretty prairie-themed recording, and I was asking myself, I was like, how do you launch a prairie-themed record? And I was like, what about shows in grain elevators? And it's a neat idea in theory, but then you start asking yourself, who do I call to get access to this old grain elevator? And it was actually quite tricky. But, you know, I where there's a will, there's a way. Last summer, I lined up a tour of them, and it was really popular. Several of them sold out. We figured out that you can fit 70 people on lawn chairs in an elevator. So that's like the capacity. And then we thought we'd do some more this summer too. So we've got some coming up.
So that'd be right where, like, where you drive in, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of in that area where you dump the grain.
Yeah. So if people probably, like positively, some of your listeners will remember probably going for a ride in the grain truck with dad or grandpa, etc. Or maybe they're still doing it. I don't know. But it's the part where you drive in with the truck and you'd tip the box and dump the grain into the pit. Like there's a scale there. And some of the audience is actually seated on the scale. These are the only shows where I get to weigh my audience. It's actually quite fun. That's part of the shtick. We set up at one end and people sit on their chairs across the drive of the elevator, and the acoustics in there are incredible. Like they're really good. So it's really fun.
Now, have you had any pigeons fly out of the
Gloria,
out of the rafters?
Have we had pigeons? we've had pigeons. But it's kind of part of the ambiance, I guess, but probably related to that, one of the funniest things that happened was last year, we did two of the shows in Saudi, and the Saudi elevator was full of yellow peas at the time. Because it's a functioning elevator.
Right.
Built in the 50s, but still used today. And those old things, they kind of creak in the wind a little bit. The boards aren't exactly tight together. And every now and then, yellow peas would rain down on the audience. And it was like, people loved it. Like, you couldn't make that stuff in Hollywood. Like, it was, like, really cool, you know? So, a little bit of... I think that was the most Saskatchewan moment ever at one of my shows. It was pretty cool.
Now, tell me, is it just you and the piano, or what's the setup like?
Yeah, so good question. I take a digital piano and a small PA, but I sing the songs that I write. These are like my original folk roots Americana tunes. But I'm joined by this wonderful musician from Regina. His name's Bryn Bessie. He plays acoustic guitar and he harmonizes with me, and we do it as a duo. And a duo is, you know, compact enough that we can fit it in these elevators. You know, we've trucked that thing to elevators all over the province, and it works really well.
Perfect. So tell us a little bit about this new album. Is this called Great Big Sky?
This is the one. Yeah. And I wrote it. I released it last June. Obviously wrote it in the year leading up to that. There's a lot of prairie themed songs on it. There's a song about the Touchwood Hills where I grew up, you know, about an hour north of Regina. There's songs about the sky and what the sky means to prairie people in, you know, and at least how I see it anyway. It runs the gamut. And there's a country Americana feel to the whole thing. It was produced by a guy in Nashville. I went down to Nashville to make the record. And it's really resonated with listeners. There's actually a song on it about grain elevators called More Than 2x4s and Timbers. And it's really resonated well with listeners, and it actually won a Canadian Folk Music Award a month ago.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, I was really excited about that.
I think it helps when you have the king himself wanting that album too, because didn't he pick it up?
That was a very strange occurrence that I still am not exactly sure how this came to be, but His Majesty King Charles himself listen to this record. It is still quite unbelievable as this comes out of my mouth. And a copy was delivered to him. I think I have an idea how it happened, but I'm not sure. In Buckingham Palace. And I got an email from Buckingham Palace. Now I know their email address, by the way.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll share it with you later, Gloria.
Okay.
You know, they said, just to let you know, Jeffrey Straker, a copy of your CD entered the royal household today. And I thought that was pretty weird. And then a couple weeks later, I got an email from the same email address that said, just to let you know, today your record, Great Big Sky, was hand-delivered to His Majesty the King. And I thought, this is bananas. But then I asked myself, is there a CD player in Buckingham Palace?
Oh, he's probably got a big-time high-five.
He's probably got like a six CD carousel, that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, he did listen to it. And I was on tour in England last year, and I got in the fall. And I got an email from the Lieutenant Governor of Saskatchewan, who had forwarded content of a message from the King saying that he was really touched by a song on the record. So it was quite crazy. So yeah, so I've got a fan in His Majesty King Charles.
Well, hey, not many can say that. So that's thumbs up.
Kind of fun. I mean, someday if I can get a fan out of Gloria, though, I mean, that'll be the ultimate, though.
Now, was his email like the king, but not Elvis at gmail.com?
That's exactly it, Cody. That's exactly. And he definitely had a Gmail.
Now, the show tomorrow night in Saudi is sold out, but you do have a number of other dates, and it's not just grain elevators you're going to be in.
Yeah, I've got 8 shows coming up across the province. They're all over the place. Summer in elevators. I can give you a quick rundown here. I actually have them on my phone so I don't forget them. I'll take a little peek. June 19th, I'm going to be in Sedley. I've never played in Sedley before. I'm looking forward to that.
Is that in the elevator? Or is
that's
that...
not in the elevator. No. That's just a show in town.
Okay.
And they reached out to me the other day, and they've sold a boatload of tickets to that show, which is really fun. June 21st, I'm doing 2 shows that are in the Horizon Saskatchewan elevator. But the neat thing about these shows is that the audience rides the Southern Prairie Railway from Ogama to Horizon.
Oh, yeah.
And then they get off the train, come in the elevator for the show. We entertain them, and then they take the train back to Ogama. So it's pretty cool. There's 2 shows that day. The first one has sold out. There's a few seats left on the second train. So if anybody's up for a train ride, that's for them. Then that Sunday in Yellowgrass on June 22nd, I'm playing a show in Allen Park in Yellowgrass. And the thing is, this is the only free show I'm doing this summer. So it's served up by the Lutheran United. It's a church, the partnership down there. They're offering a free show to the community. You can make a donation if you want, but come on out to that one. That'll be really fun. June 26th, I'm in Elbow, a show in a park, the community park. The 28th, I head up to Greenwater. That's a private show celebrating the anniversary of a summer camp up there.
Yeah.
But then July the 3rd, I finish up my Saskatchewan run before I take off to Ontario. I'm in Estevan doing a show with the Souris Valley Theater in their theater down in Estevan. So I'm seeing a lot of Saskatchewan in a very short time, which I love. I love meeting people everywhere I go.
Postcards from Jeffrey Straker.
Yeah.
Now watch out for that Horizon bin, because it's got a bit of a wiggle to it.
I think. You're right. See, there's 2 there, Gloria. There's 2.
Oh.
So the one with the wiggle, in fact, the wiggle has collapsed.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, it fell down last year, and that was an old wheat pool elevator. So you're exactly right. The other one, which is the old Federal elevator, it's from like, I'll say 1922. It's 20 something. It's like as straight as an arrow up and down that thing. Like, it is still so structurally sound. And it's really something doing a show in that elevator and singing songs about the prairies. Like, I've seen people get quite emotional at some of these shows.
Oh, I can imagine.
It's really something.
Well, that is so cool.
Yeah.
We'll leave it there. If you want ticket information and for all the other upcoming dates, check out jeffreystraker.com. Thank you so much for stopping on by.
Thanks for having me.